Welcome to the Marriage Puzzle Podcast with Julie and Thomas Hobby. We are marriage coaches who help couples with pain points about money, intimacy, and communication go from being overwhelmed to being secure in their marriage.
If this is your first time listening to us, thanks for checking out our podcast. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a rating and a review. Let's dive into this episode. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode. We're going through the book, The Seven Principles for Making Marriage Work by Dr. John Gottman. This episode is going to conclude the series that we've been in, which has been walking through this book. We've already gone through the first six of the seven principles on other episodes prior to this one. And you can go pick up a copy of Dr. Gottman's book on our website at marriagepuzzle.com/books. The seventh principle in the book is actually called Create Shared Meaning. We recommend that you pick up the book to get the full scope of this principle and what he talks about. But there's a specific part in this that stands out the most to us. And that is what the culture of your marriage is and how you can create or build it. So we're talking about marriage culture here.
Yeah, when you think of culture, you probably think of a specific, you know, area of the world or food or that kind of culture of people group. But we want to ask you, what is the culture, or maybe another word for that would be rhythm. What's the culture or rhythm of your marriage? What areas of your marriage do you hold in high value, and what rhythms and routines are always there, and why do they mean so much to you to keep them in place? So stuff to sit and ponder and discuss with your spouse throughout this episode.
Yeah. Dr. Gottman refers to this as the rituals of connection, and he kind of defines that as a structured event or routine that you each enjoy and depend on, and that both reflects and reinforces your sense of togetherness. So there are some examples of this could be, you know, like how your holiday traditions, what do you do for those? How regularly you have sex as a couple, and, you know, what your vacations are, when you go on vacation, where you go, different things like that.
So those examples might be just kind of stuff you still need to discuss. What are those rhythms and routines in those areas? But they're going to maybe look different every year, every month, every week. But something interesting that is in this book that Dr. Gottman studied some couples after they went through like seminars and learned about these seven principles, he kind of followed some of them to see what worked, you know, who actually put them into place and what did they do to make them work. And he discovered something that then he coined the magic 6 hours. And the couples who had strengthen their marriage after learning the seven principles actually sat down and discussed how they were going to implement these and how much time each week they were going to put toward that to build connection in their marriage. And that is then now the culture and rhythm of their relationship. And so the exercise that we now want to encourage you guys to do is figure out what I said, like what's important to you, what do you value, what are you already doing that you don't even know that you're doing. We're not asking you to come up with another 6 hours a week and that, you know, busy couples don't have, but you're probably already doing some stuff to build connection that you just need to define and put a time to.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to make sure that you talked about just defining it, because sometimes it's just about realizing, oh, that thing that we're already doing is building our marriage. And once you define that, you're then going to make it a priority. Mm-hmm. And so that's really important. And for any of you that may have listened to the podcast, you might know that I'm kind of a numbers guy about things. So I've done the math for you here, and we're talking about 6 hours. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a lot, but there's 168 hours in a 7-day period, and 6 hours is 3.5% of that entire week. So if you can spend 3.5% of your time on prioritizing your marriage, which we've talked about in other episodes, we're going to give you some more examples here, then that's really going to help. You're really going to start to see the growth. And, you know, he gives some examples of that.
Well, one from just Thomas and I is eating dinner together, mm-hmm. actually. So when we do marriage coaching, I'm often shocked that that's not a regular routine. And mm-hmm. then if you look at stats, like most Americans don't sit at a dinner table and sit down at the same time. And also not they don't have the TV or their phones on, like right. It's just you know, family dinner time. And so if that's not something you're doing, that's something that you could add to this magic 6 hours. Mm-hmm. And so if you're not doing it, I'm not saying do it 7 nights a week. Like yeah. Our rhythm.
Don't go from 0 to 7.
Yeah. Like we build in once a week. We do sit in front of the TV and we do a family movie night mm-hmm. with, you know, TV trays and pizza. Like, but our family knows that. The kids know that and they look forward to that. Mm-hmm. So if you need that, then build that in, you know, but then that puts us at the table probably with maybe some evening activities and eating out at least 5 nights a week mm-hmm. for 30 minutes. So that can add into, or if you did 4 nights a week for 30 minutes, that's 2 hours that then you're going to put towards this magic 6 hours.
Yeah. And by doing that, just with this first example, we're going to give you some more here, but just with this first example, that is going to, you know, if it's just you and your spouse, if you don't have kids yet, that's okay. That's going to just show your spouse how valuable that time is for the two of you, that you want to make that a priority. And they're going to feel valued. You're going to feel valued. You're going to get that opportunity to talk. Because when you have kids, if you already have kids, you know this, getting that talk time in with your spouse is a lot harder just because kids tend to need things. Mm-hmm. And so if you build that in before you have kids, it's going to be a lot easier to maintain that routine of eating dinner together once you have kids. And for us, you know, that's kind of how we did it. We always kind of ate dinner together. As far as I can remember in our marriage, we've mm-hmm. just always really just made it a priority to eat dinner together.
I think if we were able to cultivate that early on so that kids just fit into that routine.
Right.
And so that's something that I would encourage couples without kids to start doing. Or if, you know, you do have kids, we understand the busy schedules too with karate and ballet and basketball practice and all this. So just what is realistic for your marriage, set some time aside to have that togetherness and just your normal regular weekly routine. Mm-hmm. Better maybe tangible examples of this that you're probably already doing, but you can put this towards your magic 6 hours and be more intentional with, is like your partings and reunions, basically when you're leaving and when you're coming back home. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when your spouse is leaving, have you leaving for the day, like going to work or school or if you guys
to
are
run errands,
yeah,
or
wherever
anything.
You're going, but have you connected with your spouse for at least 2 minutes that morning, even if you're just brushing your teeth together? Like, have you connected to know enough about their day, where they're going, who they're meeting with, so that you can know that and they feel valued, but then you can also send them texts or, you know, call me after that meeting, let me know how it went, or whatever. Just like, not just bye, see you later, I don't know what you're up to. Like, that's 2 minutes a day, or even if you just did that the 5 working days, that you can connect, and then that's 10 minutes that a week that goes into your magic 6 hours. And that's just the partings. The reunions, coming back together at the end of the day, Dr. Gottman talks about a 6-second kiss is worth coming home to, and I love that. Like, are you kissing your spouse and like looking forward to that and connecting, not just like walking in the door and not, you know, no big deal. Like, yeah. No, I'm home and hello.
That, it creates that emphasis mm-hmm. of I missed you, mm-hmm. you know, regardless. I mean, it doesn't have to be just towards the person who arrived, because you're both seeing each other for the first time in a while. And yeah. So it creates that emphasis on the relationship. And, you know, when we read that about the 6-second kiss, I was like, that's interesting. You know, I thought that's a long time, mm-hmm. you know, but it's really not. So we're talking about 6 seconds, yeah. You know, I mean, it's a long time, but for a kiss, but it really shows that emphasis. And if you started having a 6-second kiss every day when you reunited together at towards the end of your day, how much more is that going to lead into, you know, how often you have sex, like we talked about towards the beginning of this episode, like just having that affection and, you know,
even more of an embrace than just a peck. So, but what are you going to value? What are you going to work on and giving, you know, that turn into 60 seconds, not just a kiss, but embrace and connecting when you're back together. Mm-hmm. You know, affection could be something that you list that you're going to put in these magic 6 hours. So, like Thomas and I, we always kiss goodnight. Mm-hmm. So I didn't think about that as part of our, you know, magic 6 hours. So I read this, I'm like, that's just a natural routine. But even if I happen to go to bed before him, like we say goodnight, but, and then like, it's still like the last person, our rule is like the last person to get in bed is the one to come over to the other person and give them a kiss. And, yeah, that's just so important. So think about your embraces and your kisses and affection. Other routines, a weekly date. We've talked about this before, too. We have monthly date night templates and a weekly date night templates on our website that you can get in and put in. And so, but we're talking about a weekly, like magic 6 hours. So what's the weekly date look like? Right. That doesn't have to be going out or uber romantic. That can be a dessert after the kids go to bed or watch a movie, whatever you're going to have in your weekly rhythm to put like 2 hours once a week to work on your connection. Mm-hmm. If you're like, how are we going to fill this 6 hours? And there you go. You got, you know, 2 hours a week for dinners and 2 hours a week for a day. You're almost there.
Yeah. And don't let the typical hurdles of a date night, especially if you have kids like us, don't let the typical hurdles deter you from having a weekly date. And when I say that, I mean like if you have trouble finding a babysitter, we have 4 kids. Mm-hmm. It's hard to find someone who wants to watch 4 kids. Like if we're being honest, it's difficult
it's
to do
lot.
Or
by themselves.
That's or that won't charge an arm and a leg, mm-hmm. you know, because you get charged by the kid these days. And so we didn't know that when we kept having kids that our babysitting costs were going to keep going up. But, you know, don't let those typical things deter you. You can still have a date night after the kids go to bed. Just make it fun. Like you said, mm-hmm. have a special dessert. Order DoorDash from a dessert place that's mm-hmm. nearby and just make it fun and special and devote that time and emphasize that time. Don't just fall into your same normal routine, you know, and do the same thing you would do every night. Emphasize it and make it a little bit different. That's what's going to make it fall into this 6 hours as working on your marriage. If you're just, you know, sitting on the couch, watching your normal shows or on your own individual phones, that's not emphasizing your marriage. That's just being roommates.
Yeah, and I think that's the point of this exercise too, is don't just listen to this episode cool and say, cool, that's a great idea. I should probably do that. Your spouse doesn't know that then, you know, unless you listen to this together, which I don't think is what people are doing. If you're on the go, like we say, send this to your spouse and say, hey, let's set aside some time and let's talk about this. Let's run through our routine. What do we value? What are we already doing? What do we need to add mm-hmm. to better our connection? And then you're going to name it and define it as much as you can. You're going to put how many times a week you're going to, it doesn't have to be every day.
Write it down. Write this down.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be 7 days a week. Is it 2 days a week? Is mm-hmm. it 5 days a week? For 2 minutes, 10 minutes, or an hour? What is it? And then that grand total will add up to 6 hours. And then you're kind of like agreeing to that and holding each other accountable, but hopefully in the like most fun way.
Yeah.
It's not a chore or to-do list. It's like, we're going to do this to better our marriage and build our connection. How exciting. And let's get started. So you got to do it together. Write it down, like Thomas said. And hopefully let us know how it goes.
Yeah. And going back to what this seventh principle is called, it's called create shared meaning. Now, we've been talking a lot about the culture, but what you just said is doing this together, agreeing on something that creates shared meaning in your marriage, which takes us right back to his seventh principle to, you know, make sure that you're on the same page and you're doing something together and you're making this this effort together for your marriage. So create that shared meaning. We hope that you have gained as much from this series as we have while walking through this book. We've had a lot of fun doing it. But we want to let you know we're going to take a pause on the podcast for the month of June. If you're listening to this in real time, this is coming up on the end of May 2023. Mm-hmm. If you're listening to it later on, we're taking a quick break, a quick pause on the podcast so that we can create more content to bring to you starting in July. So if you've missed any episodes recently, June's going to be a great opportunity to go back and get caught up or go re-listen to something that, you know, maybe you had bookmarked from a previous episode that you really liked, listen to something with your spouse. Make sure you go back and check on anything that you need to get caught up on. We will, however, continue doing marriage coaching. So make sure you go check out our website at marriagepuzzle.com and schedule a discovery call with us, because we would love the opportunity to work with you personally rather than just kind of talking at you through the microphone. So we'd love to get to know some of you in that way and help you out. So of course, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you get notifications when each episode releases and when we get back in July. And make sure you follow us on social media at Marriage Puzzle. Have a great week.
We'll see you soon.